Universities and community campuses around Alaska are buzzing with a lot more activity so far this school year. Enrollment at some sites is up about 30% from last year. The downturn in the economy is certainly one factor, but as Casey Kelly reports, there are a number of reasons why more students are seeking higher education in Alaska.
It's the first week of fall semester at the University of Alaska Southeast. Spike's coffee shop outside the Egan Library on the Juneau campus is full of students taking a break from class. A few are on their laptop computers using the free Wi-Fi, and some, like marine biology major Julian Pacheco, are catching up on some reading and having a cup of coffee. A 26-year-old junior, Pacheco attended two other colleges before settling on UAS. Like many students here, she says she chose UAS because of the small class sizes.
I like the small campus. It's a good place to spend the majority of your day. You know, if you have to spend your day anywhere, it's a really nice place.
It's the same story for Jessica Davis at Homer's Kachemak Bay campus. Even though she's working on a bachelor's degree through the University of Alaska Anchorage, she's taking most of her classes in Homer.
It's a small campus, so I like the smaller classes and getting to know the teachers and the other students better.
It's early in the semester, but so far most of Alaska's universities and community campuses are reporting enrollment increases ranging from 5 to 30%. UAA has seen the total student population increase by 5%, while UAF is up nearly 7%. At UAS, enrollment in degree programs is nearly 33% higher than last year. Community campuses have seen even bigger increases. Kachemak Bay campus director Carol Swartz says there are 30% more students this year.
A lot more people are going back to school because of the accessibility of higher education, I think is much greater now for people here in Homer and elsewhere in Alaska.
All of this follows a nationwide trend, according to Andrew Mitelka, news editor of the Chronicle of Higher Education in Washington, D.C. Mitelka says colleges across the country are reporting record enrollment this year, and the main factor, at least nationally, seems to be the economy.
Which is driving a lot of students to go to college, community college, or others to improve their skills, to retrain for other jobs, or in some cases to ride out the recession.
Other factors play a role in the enrollment boom, including easier access to student loans and the fact there are more people of college age in the country right now. Mitelka says Alaska's upward trend also reflects what the Chronicle has seen in similar states with resource-based economies.
Many states are having huge budget deficits, but the ones that are dependent on industries like oil are not taking such a big hit to their budgets. What that means for higher education is that they're not cutting their spending on higher education, which is typically one of the first things that state lawmakers cut.
UAS Chancellor John Pugh says a healthy budget has allowed the university to put more resources into student recruitment.
We've gone all over the state. We now have a recruiter in Anchorage to cover the South Central area as well as the rail belt and the peninsula. And I think that made a huge difference on getting our message out of who we are. We're not known as well as the other two campuses in the system, and that was real helpful to do that.
Technology also helps. Pugh says many UAS students do at least some coursework through the other state campuses via distance education.
And they're taking, you know, 6 or 9 credits through other campuses, both our own, Ketchikan and Sitka, or from Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Still, Pugh says the economy probably plays a role in at least one respect. Alaska students attending lower 48 colleges pay out-of-state tuition, which is 4 or 5 times more than University of Alaska in-state tuition. That means more Alaska high school graduates are choosing to stay in-state. In addition, the UA Scholars Program, which gives eligible Alaska high school grads $11,000 for their undergraduate education, is keeping more students at home. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.